and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for the next dozen tracks and 60 minutes. And this is Summer Rambles. Love these summer shows where I just play a variety of interesting things that kind of fall into my CD player. This is show number 93 for Roots and Branches Beyond. Glad you could join me. This is Béla Fleck and the Flecktones doing an Irish tune here in the background. Starve the County Down. And I'll tell you more about them in just a moment. Glad you could be with me. Stay tuned. Béla Fleck and the Flecktones, something called Star of the County Down, from their CD Flight of the Cosmic Hippo. Béla's an icon in jazz, classical world, with his banjo. He's won more Grammys, I think multi-category Grammys, than any other artist, something around 15 in total. He formed the Flecktones many years ago, and they cover all genres. They first united in 1988, so about 40 years ago, ostensibly for a single performance on PBS's Lonesome Pine special. But from the moment they started, they realized they had a special relationship, and they really knew, they have a really kinship, I suppose, among the musicians. They've had time where they've stopped for a while because they all have sort of solo projects. Howard Levy, who is the harmonica player there, was with them at the beginning, and then he's been with them on other tours, and he's back with them again. So the original four are playing some again and talking about doing some more recording. And when they got back together again, though, Fleck has always said, I don't want to just play the old music. I want to do new things, and that's indeed what they've done. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Imke with you for this show. This is show number 93 and the fourth of our Summer Rambles series, and we're going to head off to some new material now. We have a few tracks here, starting off with James Gordon. And this is a CD he just put out called The Heritage Hall Sessions. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter. He was a founder of Tamarack. He's released, 20-some solo albums now, and another 20 with other people. He's a prolific songwriter. He used to do the Basic Black program on CBC. He did the weekly song for them. He co-founded Hillside Festival there in Guelph. He was the first creative director back in the 80s. He also founded the Canadian Songwriters Festival. And he's been on... He's a municipal councillor, too, in Guelph, Ontario. So he really puts his music and his ideas that are in his music to work in municipal politics. Lots of theatre work, dance scores, and so on. And this is a CD. As he said, he has a shed where he does CDs, and he kind of puts a track on here and a track there and gets a musician here and there, and he just wanted to do a CD with all kinds of people together in a room doing it together. And that's what this Heritage Hall Sessions CD is about. This is a track called Angus MacLean. Any song about an auctioneer or farmers not being able to retire very easily, is putty. I'm just putty in their hands. So this is another one of those examples. This is Angus MacLean.
On that awful day, they took my license away. They may as well have taken me out back and shot me. Bit by bit they steal everything that makes me feel like a man. Time has tracked me down and caught me. Gonna take me away to that old folks' place. Put me in a hog pen to die in. When they try to say, Angus, it'll be okay. Still got enough upstairs to know they're lying. Now the
sad, these stories about farmers and their auctioneer ends. That was by an artist there called James Gordon, and he got a bunch of his friends together to make that CD just recently released. Ian Bell, Jeff Bird, Ann Lindsay, Catherine Wheatley, and Tanis Slimmon were with him. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador, however you got here. I'm glad you're here. And we'll continue on with more new material. This is from Old Man Ludicky, and he's the two-time Juno Award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter and banjo player from Chester, Nova Scotia. His name is Chris Ludicky, actually. His first album, I think it's 2008, is the first one that won a Juno Award for Traditional Folk Album of the Year. He won the same award for My Hands Are on Fire and other love songs. And he's received a number of other East Coast Music Awards and so on. His beautiful songs about love and family life and modern world tensions and so on. It's sort of like part fairy tale, part reality, part fantasy, part... sort of the vision you have while you're half awake, and a great way to, I mean, he's wonderful live, but if you can't happen to see him live this summer, he has a CD which is live at the Chester Playhouse Theater, and it has a lot of his introductions and so on, and it's really great to hear that, because it gives you a sense of him in concert. So this is his CD called Easy Money, just came out not long ago, a couple months ago, and this is a song that I quite like, because I like the topic of the song. I eat them whenever I remember to, or, you know, I love them. They're great. This is the Sardine Song. This is Old Man Ludicky.
If you are looking for a special dish, might I recommend this little fish? You've overlooked it while I have a hunch. Sardines on toast make a brilliant lunch. They are so easy and they are so cheap. They got the flavor that goes so deep. Both the landlubber and the fisherman love the sardines that come in a little can. Hey, when I go and I make my toast, you know the topping that I love. Honey or no PBJ, no cheddar cheese or French pate, but a Brunswick can is a master plan for a lunch as grand as Grand Manan. Both the landlubber and the fisherman love the sardines that come in a little can. Mustard sauce, soya oil, and cheap, cheap calls. The Golden Smokies or the Kipper can. I eat with fork or just by hand. When I eat them, I have to loosen up my belt. Feel like a beaver with a shiny belt. Both the landlubber and the fisherman love the sardines that come in a little can. Hey, uh-huh. If you are looking for a special dish, don't need no genie to get your wish. Open a can up by the table key. When satisfied, you can thank me. I'll pack them in my suitcase when I leave. I bring back more from overseas. Both the landlubber and the fisherman love the sardines that come in a little can. Both the landlubber and the fisherman the sardines that come in a little can. Hey, I hope.
If I wasn't doing a radio show, I'd head off right now and get one of those cans open and have some sardines. That was none other than Old Man Ludicky from his recent release, Easy Money, something called Sardine Song. And we'll continue on with some new material. And this is from a duo from the UK called Winter Wilson. And it's actually Kip Winter, who is from West Germany originally, lived in Holland, fiercely Scottish, actually, a bit of a nomad, raised all over. She learned to sing harmonies on long family car journeys when they would travel from Europe back to the Outer Hebrides. It was usually a two-day journey, as Kip says, is in Morris Minor, no radio. And so singing was the natural way to pass the time. Dave Wilson was born and raised in Sleaford in Lincolnshire. He bought his first guitar, a Yamaha, by the way, at the age of 17. He taught himself to play from the David Bowie songbook. So there you go. I don't necessarily see the influence of David Bowie in his playing, but nevertheless, he started writing songs regularly. He began attending the Boston Folk Club when he was living over there for a while in America. And in the early 1980s, he didn't know any folk songs, so he had to write some of his own. And he plays banjo as well. So they're a duo. There's lots of cute comments and good harmonies in this CD. It's recorded live while they were on tour with Fairport Convention. And so we'll hear a track from that. The CD is called Live and Unconventional. So this is a song called I'd Rather Be Ashes Than Dust. And apparently it's about the writer Jack London.
Glasses, I'll sing you a song of a hard-drinking man whose days are long gone. Born out of wedlock, born for the sea, a writer, a scholar, Jack London was he. From humble beginnings, I Jack did all right. A good man had by his side in a fight. He stood by the unions and marched with the men from Oakland to Washington, back home again. Said I'd rather be ashes than dust, to burn like a comet and slowly to rust. Better to shout like a madman than fail with a hush. I'd rather be ashes than dust. Oh, I'd rather be ashes than dust. Topping the waves while you're rotting in bed. There's a sloop in the harbour and the tide it won't wait. You can trust in your gods, I'll trust in my faith. For I'd rather be ashes than dust, to burn like a comet and slowly to rust. Ashes and dust. Gold digger, a writer, a jailbird, a crook, a pirate, a boxer, a jackbush, his luck. A hunter, a drinker, till his dying day. Old age wouldn't have it, Jack went his own way. There's a green mossy stone marks his last resting place. But I bet if you look there, you might find a trace. He'll be digging for gold, he'll be shooting the star. Oh, here's to Jack London, wherever you are. For I'd rather be ashes than dust, to burn like a comet and slowly to rust. Better to shout like a madman than fail.
That's the British duo called Winter Wilson. And they recorded that CD while they were on tour with Fairport Convention. The CD's called Live and Unconventional. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, which is a very, you know, conventional program. And my name is Ivan Emkiewicz. This is show number 93, and you could be listening on Voice of Bombay, which is VOBB or CHBB, and 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbor, however you got here. Glad you could be with us. Next up, we have a couple more new releases. This is not quite so new, but it's a few months old now. This is from Tim O'Brien and his band. And Tim O'Brien's a rather illustrious and prolific and talented American musician. I've played him a number of times, I think. I hope I have, anyways. He's born in Wheeling, West Virginia. He's won lots of Grammys. He grew up singing in church and in school. And he saw Doc Watson on TV when he was young. And he became a lifelong devotee of old-time bluegrass music. He first recorded with a band called Hot Rise of Colorado, which is a great bluegrass band in the 1980s. Look them up if you want. It's R-I-Z-E, the last name, Hot Rise. He's lived in Nashville since last century, 1996, something like that. And he's been doing a lot of writing and playing there and so on. And he plays a lot of traditional Irish music as well. And his solo shows, really, it's quite remarkable. He plays great fiddle and guitar and banjo and great vocals and so on, real self-deprecating humor. And he's got about 22, I think, solo CDs out, a bunch with Hot Rise, a bunch with other bands, and lots of other appearances. This is a new release. It's called, the track's called Diggin' My Potatoes, along with his band, and that's an old song from Memphis Minnie, a blues song from about the 1939 or something like that. And this is his bluegrass or Appalachian take on that song. This is the Tim O'Brien Band. That's Tim O'Brien, a great track there called Digging My Potatoes, along with his band. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 93 here. We're doing some summer rambles, and we've been going through some new material. And we'll have one more track of new material, and we'll get back to some other things. This is Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Turisi, and this is a CD that connects African and Arabic and American sounds. Giddens is a folk star. She's with the Carolina Chocolate Drops for a while, and she's done some solo work. She did a collaboration earlier in 2019, it was called Our Native Daughters Project, and then just about 3 months later, she came out with this CD, which is Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Turisi. And Giddens lives in Ireland, by the way, and Turisi is also Irish, he's Dublin-based, he's an Italian originally, multi-instrumentalist, he works in jazz and improvisation and early music and stuff like that, and stuff like that, yeah, right. And he's based in Dublin, so they kind of ran into each other, and it shows the CD, which is called There Is No Other. The CD shows how unusual musical connections on paper sometimes sound really natural when you actually put it down into recording. And they do some trad songs, like the one I'm going to play you, where she plays with the verses a little bit. It's a song called Wayfaring Stranger, and many of you might be familiar with this song. But it's... they play a wide variety of instruments on the CD. Giddens sings, and she does banjo and octave violin and viola, and Turisi plays piano and accordion, tamburello and lute and cello banjo. Anyway, lots of stuff that's going on there. And, oh, they're in a relationship at the moment as well, which comes in handy when it comes to arranging practices, I suspect. You know, you can't say, oh, Tuesday won't work, I'm going to the movies with somebody. Anyway, this is from the recent release. This is Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Turisi, something called Wayfaring Stranger.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world alone. There is no sickness, toil, nor danger that fair land to which I go. I'm going home to meet my mother. I'm going home, no more to roam. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just school. drop that cross of self-denial and enter in that home with God. I'm going home to meet my Savior. I'm going home, no more to roam. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home.
Version of that. That's Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Turisi. It's from a recent release that they've put out, which is called There Is No Other on Nonsense Records. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, which is 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, however you got here. I'm glad you're here. You can always hear back shows or whatever we want to call them at rbbmusic.ca. That's all one word. The RBB music bit, rbbmusic.ca. Next up we have Cedric Smith. I don't think I've ever played him on this show, but I've been aware of him for many, many, many years. He's an English-Canadian actor and a musician. He played, many of you probably know him as the decent and good-hearted farmer Alec King in The Road to Avonlea. He was also the voice of Professor X in the X-Men TV series. But he was born in Bournemouth, England. He moved to Waterloo in Ontario when he was about 10 years old. In 1961, he dropped out of high school. He became a full-time folk singer, and he became a member of the folk group Perth County Conspiracy in the late 60s into the late 70s, which is where I first heard of him in that that band. They were from Stratford area, and they had this, there was a thing called the Black Swan, and they used to have after theater shows there and so on. And between sets, he'd sometimes read these giant volumes of Shakespeare and so on. He was quite into theater, even though he was a musician at the time. And he was on stage at the Black Swan Coffee House in Stratford, Ontario, and he was seen and heard by the artistic director of the Stratford Festival at the time, Michael Langham. And so he got him on stage, and he worked for a number of years, walk-on parts and minor roles. Then he was back in Stratford in the late 1970s with better roles and so on. And he just went into, he's done literally hundreds of TV appearances now and films and so on. He's worked with lots of poets. He loves poetry and does a lot of scores and film materials and so on. But this is from a CD he put out many years ago, which I kind of got a kick out of listening to again, because I love his voice, and I love the way that he presents things and how he puts together poetry and music and theater and so on. And this is, oddly enough, this is a song that was sort of an ode to his fencing master, you know, the person at Stratford who would teach people how to, on stage, look like that they're fighting with each other with swords and so on, but still come back and do the very same thing the next night and not hurt each other. And so Paddy Crean was his name, and he was the fencing instructor. I remember many times, you know, looking at the program, and he'd be on there as fencing instructor. So this is Cedric Smith from his solo CD. This is called Salute the Fencing Master. I don't think I've ever played a song that was saluting a fencing master on this show. Oh, always time for something new.
Of high renown, come all you tender ladies, let us proclaim our swordsman's name. He's the man we know, the man we know, gallant from head to toe, charm and dash with a touch of a retro flash, the old pirate's grin, shades of Flynn. The soldier's chin is proud. or we can swear with one accord, no gentler man lives by the sword. From the man we know, salute the fencing master, raise your sword arm to his name. No armory made a finer blade than the man we know, who loved the show. Charm and dash with a touch of retro flash, the old pirates were in shades of lead, and the soldier's chin is proud. Paddy dear, be of good cheer, you'll always be our musketeer. You're the man we trust with the parry and thrust. Late in the day, as children play, old lions take the sun. Late in the day, us children play, old lions take the sun. Salute the fencing master, raise your sword arm to his name. No armory made a finer blade than the knight we know, gallant from head to toe. So come on, you lads of high renown, come on, you tender ladies, let us proclaim our swordsman's name.
And that was Cedric Smith saluting a fencing master, Paddy Crean, who actually was quite a swashbuckler, and he worked with Errol Flynn back in the day. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. Glad you're with me. Next up, we have Gordon Bok. B-O-K is how you spell his last name. He's from Maine. Began to work with the boats along the coast, and he heard lots of songs of the Maritimes and the ballads and the shanties from around the world. And when he couldn't find songs, he'd write his own. And as a young man in Maine, he was also not only he was singing the Maritime songs, but he brought the contra dance tunes of Maine and New Brunswick into the folk guitar repertoire. You know, all these folk guitar players were picking up Freight Train and stuff like that, and Gordon was playing guitar and fiddle parts on Greaves Handy or Hawkins Handy or whatever, and even in other styles of music like the bossa nova craze, even before it came about in America, he helped to bring that forward, and he was playing that South American music in the northeast of the United States. He worked with friends to develop the acoustic 12-string guitar. He's a bit of an inventor, so he invented a number of things for it as well. He's made 34, I think, CDs over the years, some of his own compositions and other things. He's published a number of books. He's got a great repertoire. He never does the same solo concert twice. He always mixes it up a little bit, and he's a great woodworker as well, so lots of things about Gordon Bok to remember. He calls himself a rememberer, a keeper of songs and stories, a keeper of traditions, a keeper of ways of thinking. And this is a track then from one of his CDs called North Winds Clearing. It's called Liverpool Handy, which is the tune. But you know the song better, because I'm sure you've all heard it before. I don't have to tell you what it is. This is Gordon Bok.
Sally to boat, swing your partner Sally Brown, forward twirling at Morton's Harbour, all around the circle go. I took Liza to a dancing faith, and she could travel, and every step that she did take was up to her knees in gravel. Eyes are by the bills of boat, eyes are by the sails, her eyes are by the catches of fish, and takes them on the Liza. Swing
to boast. Swing your partner, Sally Brown, Fogart, Twillingate, Wharton's Harbour, all around the circle. Once aboard her, old Sam Oliver in the dark, he kissed her in the corner. Eyes a boy that builds a boat, and eyes a boy that sails her, eyes a boy that catches a fish and takes him home to Liza. Salts and rinds, a cup of your flake, and cake and tea for supper, and cut fish in the spring of the year, fried in maggoty butter. Eyes a boy that builds a boat, and eyes a boy that sails her, eyes a boy that catches a fish and takes him home to Liza.
Bach with the Liverpool Handy and Eyes the Bye from his CD North Winds Clearing. You listen to Roots and Branches and Beyond, possibly on Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, which is in London, Ontario. However you got here, glad you're here. Next up, we have a band called The Easy Club. They started in 1984, melding Scottish traditional music and Django-esque swing together, Scottish rhythm and swing, sort of what they called it. And it didn't come out of nowhere. It's a lot of years of smoky discussion, you know, smoky pub discussions, I suppose, that got it. It grew out of a band called Jock Tamson's Bear and some of them, but the Easy Club had a kind of an anarchic daring and a chutzpah and so on, and hot flashy guitars and a great cittern and the great vocals from Rod, who was the smooth yet fiery fiddle as well of John along there. But they had about three albums and several years of touring, and they kind of went on to other things then, but they really were, the standards that they did. For example, the track I'm going to play is Dirty Old Town, which you've heard many, many times, I'm sure. And I've heard lots of versions, I've played lots of versions and so on. And this, to me, is, it's the version. It's the one that, it stands up. It's got that kind of, you know, I should really just play it rather than talk about it. This is the Easy Club and Ewan McCall's classic.
Met my love by the gasworks croft. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. Kissed my gal by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I heard a siren from the docks, saw a train set the night on fire, smelled the spray of the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. the old town. I met my love by the gasworks croft. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. Kissed my gal by the factory wall.
Club from the early 80s, mid 80s, Scottish band that's called Dirty Old Town. And you don't have to agree with me here. It's a nominally free country, I suppose, we live in. But I find that one of the quintessential versions of that song. It gives a lightness to it that usually the sort of dark industrial landscape of the lyrics avoids, you know, or the kind of swaggering versions that you've heard since the Pogues got a hold of it. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. You could be listening on Radio Belle Island, which is CJBI 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland and Labrador. Glad you're with me. Next up, we have a band called The Clumsy Lovers. I think I might have played them before. They sort of brought Celtic rock to North American audiences. They were around for about 20 years. 1993, I think they started, until 2013, something like that. They toured across Canada a number of times. I think they were in 49 of the 50 states. I'm not sure which one they missed. They made nine CDs, won a bunch of awards and so on, but they were first and foremost a live band. They loved to play live, and there was a fusion of bluegrass and Celtic and attitude and so on. When they split up, they basically said, actually all the band's original members were previously members of the Paperboys, so maybe the Paperboys are still around, but they put a lovely message on their website. They said, "Thanks for stopping by. We currently have no plans to tour. 20 years flew by, thanks to those of you we met along the way." And that's a great way to end off, because they had a great time and made some good CDs. And this is from one of their CDs called Make Yourself Known. This is called Uncle Pen. This is The Clumsy Lovers.
In the Hollywood Hall, at door to door, new Uncle Pen was ready to go. Lady needing a bouncing dance, and a healing above the town. Uncle Pen played a fiddle, or how'd ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. You could hear it sing. I'll never forget that mournful day. When Uncle Pen was called away, he hung up his fiddle and hung up his bow. Knew it was time for him to go. Lady, leaning a bustin' down, high in the hill and above the town. Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it ring. You hear it talk, you could hear it sing. You could hear it sing.
You can imagine it'd be lovely to see them in concert. That was a band called The Clumsy Lovers. It's called Uncle Pen from their CD Make Yourself Known. Time for two more tracks here. And next one up, we have Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats. Maybe it's you figured, well, you haven't heard from them for quite a long time, but they had a series of hits back in the 70s and the 80s. They've sort of been back off on and off together. They're led by vocalist Bob Geldof, who's better known to some as a social activist or a journalist. Most of the six members originally from the same area of Ireland. They're originally called the Nightlife Thugs, just for one gig. They changed it to the Boomtown Rats. One of the it's named after a gang of children that Geldof read about in Woody Guthrie's autobiography. It was called the Boomtown Rats. They moved to London in 1976. Geldof's kind of moody charisma helped to give the band a distinct identity, and they recorded and toured and so on. They split about 10 years later. Geldof was pretty busy with some other things, Live Aid and so on, but some of them continued to work together, and they started playing together off and on, and Geldof loved that. He said playing again with the Rats and doing those great songs would be exciting afresh, and he said it's time to re-rat, to go to Boomtown for a visit. In April of 2017, they returned to the studio to record some new material. It was their first album since 1984, but I'm going to play a track that I've always loved of theirs, because, you know, it's my show, and it's all about self-indulgence when it comes to community radio, right? But this is one that you've probably heard before. Maybe this is The Great Song of Indifference. Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats.
I don't mind if you go, I don't mind if you take it slow, I don't mind if you say yes or no, I don't mind at all. I don't care if you live or die, couldn't care less if you laugh or cry, I don't mind if you crash or fly, I don't mind at all. I don't mind if you come or go, I don't mind if you say no, couldn't care less, baby, let it flow, cause I don't care at all. I don't care if you sink or swim, lock me out or let me in, where I'm going or where I've been, I don't mind at all. I don't mind if the government falls, implements more futile laws, I don't care if the nation stalls, and I don't care at all. I don't care if they tear down trees, I don't feel the hotter breeze, sinking dust and dying seas, and I don't care at all. Stumbles. I can't hear the speakers mumble, nah, I don't mind at all. I don't care if the third world fries, out of there I'm not surprised. Maybe I can watch all nations die, and I don't care at all. I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind.
And the Boomtown Rats having a bit of fun there with a song called The Great Song of Indifference. And you've been listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. This has been show number 93, and number some of them are Rambles show, number 4. We've got some more coming up in the next few weeks, and we'll end off with David Woodhead. He's a musician, producer, engineer, mostly a bringer together of people. He's an amazing bass player. He's played in a number of, backed up the Perth County Conspiracy, which we heard about earlier. James Keelahan, Murray McLaughlin, Valdi, David Sanborn, Stan Rogers, Don Ross, all kinds of international players as well. His name appears on more than 250 recordings, which is pretty good. He does a number of solo projects over the years, some whimsical or rambunctious ones. This is from one of his solo projects called Sweets and Conundrums. And we started with some banjo explorations. We'll end with that as well. So David plays, in addition to the all kinds of instruments, he plays the banjo as well. This is a song he calls Little Whirl, W-H-O-R-L. Thanks for joining me. Take care of each other. Have a great week. Join me again next week. Happy trails. This is David Woodhead.